Welcome to the June 1st, 2011 Frontline Reports podcast from Doctors Without Borders, Médecins Sans Frontières, or MSF. I'm Melissa Pratt.
They are from time to time exposed to this kind of threat, so they are completely psychologically traumatized, most of them, knowing that their son, their brothers, and their cousins are killed or injured in this kind of incident.
On May 27th, I spoke with Deco Aban-Badshir, MSF's deputy medical coordinator in the contested Abyei region of Sudan. Thousands of people were displaced in the Abyei region after severe clashes that ignited on May 20th. The population of Abyei lives on the front lines of an ongoing battle for control between the north and the south over the stretch of land that separates the two. For the people of Abyei, uncertainty reigns and tensions are always high. International interest has been focused on southern Sudan's political situation following its January referendum for independence. Meanwhile, the Abyei region is in the midst of a worsening humanitarian and medical crisis. More than 75% of the population has no access to basic health care. And now, thousands are on the roads, searching for safety amid the recurrent violence. Badshir described what he saw the day after the start of this most recent crisis.
And during this time, all the villages, all the local population fled toward South Agok, where MSF is having his biggest project in the area. On that night, we received 45 wounded patients from Abyei area. We did 5 surgeries, 4 with a good outcome.
Within 5 days, MSF had received 53 war wounded in Agok. That town and others were soon deserted, and thousands of people had taken to the roads. MSF staff said most of them carried few personal belongings, which indicates that they fled very quickly and will have little of what they need to survive when they reach refuge. Since the rainy season has begun, some of the dirt roads in the area have become mud. For people who have already endured so much, Badshir said, the situation is particularly harsh.
They are from time to time exposed to this kind of threat, so they are completely psychologically traumatized, most of them, knowing that their son, their brothers, and their cousins are killed or injured in this kind of incident.
The Abyei region is home to oil fields and also to pasture land, which is necessary for the cattle-keeping communities. This area has been fought over by the north and the south and by different tribes for years. Treating the wounded was the first need that MSF teams responded to, but their biggest concern now is for the thousands of people on the roads. They're completely destitute, Badshir said, and in need of everything from food and water to shelter and clothing.
We have seen thousands of population moving from Abyei, Agok area, towards a place called Turale, which normally has a population of 40,000, but we are estimating now that this population almost doubled.
The slim resources in Turale have not doubled, and MSF is in and around the area distributing essential items like soap, bed nets, plastic sheeting, and blankets. They're also running mobile medical clinics to treat diarrhea and skin infections, illnesses that typically occur when people are displaced and living outside with limited access to clean water. With the rainy season, there are also concerns about malaria and cholera. Since the people are scattered around in different places, mostly in the bush, MSF teams are finding it very challenging to reach them all. But it's extremely important that they do. Children and pregnant women are especially vulnerable to dehydration after walking long distances with no water, and to malnutrition. The population there is in the midst of a seasonal hunger gap, the time between the end of the last harvest and the start of the next one, when food stocks are at their lowest. The rains came late this year, and the teams were already seeing a rise in malnourished patients, Badshir said.
Already we were seeing 4 times of the number that we were seeing 2 months ago, and this we were expecting it to continue until July.
But it could get much worse. Displaced people are now far from their fields. Insecurity means that shops are closed, and the last food distribution was 4 months ago. Children under 5 are the most at risk, and that's who MSF is targeting in its nutrition strategy. teams are now waiting to receive 60,000 packages of nutrient-rich, ready-to-use therapeutic food, which they'll distribute to acutely malnourished children and lactating mothers. But the muddy roads are making transport of these urgently needed supplies difficult. After a brief evacuation, MSF returned to its hospital in Agak Town, where teams are performing surgery and other much-needed activities. But as Bachir said, there is still a lot to be done.
Immediately, we went back after a few hours of evacuation from Agok. We went back and opened our inpatient department, outpatient department. We opened our TB department. We opened our maternity. And for your information, MSF is the only organization that is working today in Agok. All other international organizations evacuated the place.
Bachir himself went back to Agak on May 24th. He was the only medical person in the area and was immediately presented with three war-wounded patients.
And one of them was a man who got a scalp bullet, an entry point and exit point. And I had to do a whole resuscitation without a nurse assisting me or anesthetist. And after struggling for a few hours, I managed to save this guy, and I was really, really happy despite the challenge I faced.
He was able to treat a little boy who had gone into hypoglycemic convulsions, and he treated a mother who had delivered a baby at home but had not passed the placenta. She could have developed a serious complication, he said, such as sepsis or bleeding without proper medical care.
So it's one of the things that make me very much relieved this week. Was the decision that me and the head of mission took to go back to Agok. And that was really a nice thing, despite the security and the tension in the area.
As of May 27th, few people had tried to return to their villages, and the situation remained tense. Two of four MSF teams in Chirale were making a thorough search of the area and beyond, looking for more displaced people needing assistance. Find out more. Go to msf.org to find the MSF website in your home country. If you have questions or comments, send an email to msfpodcast@msf.org. MSF, or Doctors Without Borders, is an independent medical humanitarian aid organization that delivers emergency assistance to people affected by wars, epidemics, and natural or man-made disasters in more than 60 countries around the world.